You know what I realized the other day is that we've been doing this podcast for a year and a half, and I've never taught you any German phrases.
Is today the day?
Yeah. So I got a couple, if you ever come to Germany, you have to know a couple of very important things.
Okay.
Ein Bier bitte.
Can I have a beer, please?
Entschuldigen Sie bitte, wo ist der Hoppenhof?
Pass the Worcestershire sauce.
That one is, excuse me, where is the train station?
Okay.
The main train station. Wie viel Uhr kommen die Gymnasienmädel an? What time do the high school girls get here? Hello and welcome to episode 75 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan. I'm in Tubingen, Germany, and with me, as always,
Adam.
In Vancouver.
Well, that's kind of my thing. I just say Adam, and then you have to prompt me for further details. But if you don't prompt me, I remain a mystery.
I know it's your thing, but it's kind of a lousy thing.
Should I get a new thing?
You know how Magnum PI had the Detroit Tigers hat and the Ferrari?
Right.
This is your thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm in Vancouver. Does that help you out?
No, what I'm saying is you should grow a mustache.
I sometimes grow a mustache, but then I shave it off because it looks a bit unusual.
Yeah. It doesn't, like, they don't read as well anymore.
Yeah.
Unless you're a fireman.
My facial hair seems to grow in different directions. So I if I had the, you know, the very Magnum PI-ish mustache, then it'd be a different story.
Mm-hmm. Well, just get a Tiger's hat and you're good. So,
all right.
Quick note, I want to make sure everybody continues the ACE broadcasting campaign. No sermon this week, but keep up the good work. Everyone's doing a great job. We're getting a lot of good response. So please keep it up, and we'll tell you next week a little bit more about the plans moving forward. So,
yeah, awesome.
And another quick note, we are in the process, and by when I say we, I mean me, not Adam, of moving all the Two Hosers stuff over to a different server.
Right.
So be patient. I think I have it. There's going to be some changes coming up. Long story and boring, so we'll skip it. But it should be okay. Hopefully we don't have any downtime. But the podcast was down yesterday, just the latest episode for some reason. And that actually had nothing to do with our move. It was something else entirely.
Okay.
So there's that. But, yeah, we're moving over to a new server because the one we're using is disappearing in a couple weeks. So there's that. I was actually started a long time ago, publishing on the on Apple's Mobile Me server.
Right.
Which we outgrew really quickly, but I never got around to moving. And so it was basically held together with duct tape and cotton batten. And now we finally have to do something real. So
I'm excited.
Yeah, if there's any issues, that's why.
Okay. I'll be patient.
What did you shoot this week?
I shot some pictures of some birds.
Uh-huh.
So, sort of stepped outside my comfort zone and went down to the beach and sat on a bench for a half an hour and took pictures of seagulls flying in and out by the water. So that again is something that I never do. So just, yeah. And I was quite happy. I got a couple of really nice shots. And then I also, on the weekend, there was a fundraiser for the Vancouver Down Syndrome Society. So we did, I went and I have a nephew, 3 years old, that has Down syndrome. And so we've gone for the last couple of years to this Walk for Down Syndrome at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver. So kind of a really neat, I don't know, very treed, hilly kind of terrained area. And so we did a 1.5 kilometer walk with the kids in walking part of it and then hopping in and out of the wagons. And so it was a family. We had a team. My in-laws were there, and my brothers and sisters-in-law, and obviously their kids. And so there was a pretty decent group. So I took some pictures. I was kind of the photographer for our team and kind of chased them along the path and shot pictures as they made their way along the course. So that was kind of fun.
That was, you did the handicap walk this week.
Sure.
Great. I had a bunch of jokes lined up I was going to tell, and now it just is going to be awkward.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell them anyways?
Well, no, I think we're just going to cut those.
Yeah.
Quite. I have to look in the mirror.
Yeah. Take a good long look at yourself.
No, I'm just kidding. I had no jokes lined up at all. I don't even know if handicap's the right word. I didn't know what to say there.
Yeah, no, it was a really good time, and our team raised more than $4,000. Most of that on account of my brother and sister-in-law, and my wife did much of the legwork, and myself, I registered to participate.
Nice. No, I've seen the pictures, and anyone who hasn't seen them should go check them out at SchwartzChronicles.com.
Yeah.
I would hate to use the word excited, but okay, I'll say it. I was excited to see the pictures because these are the kinds of things that I don't get to participate in when I'm over here and you're all the way over there. And, you know, I still want to see your kids. So you sent me a whole bunch of pictures ahead of time before they got posted.
Yeah.
And I was eager to see them. It was really good.
And shot everything from a photography standpoint, shot everything with the 70-200 lens.
Because you were outside.
Yeah, I was outside, and it was overcast, so it looked like it might rain, but it never did. So, you know, it was about 9 o'clock in the morning, and there was enough light that it was easy to shoot on an F4 and get a pretty high shutter speed. And so that's pretty much what I did. I followed them along and shot at various focal lengths. So sometimes I got way ahead of them and zoomed right into 200 millimeters in the focal length. And then again, sometimes I took some wider shots at 70 millimeters and got some more of some group aspects. And then at the very end of the walk, I switched lenses and went to the 30 millimeter and took a group photo shot on a tripod. So that's
How much walking backwards did you do?
A lot.
Yeah, that's how that goes.
Yeah, so I did a lot of walking backwards. But I was pretty happy with how everything turned out. And it was definitely a good experience. I think I got my share of exercise constantly running into position to get them along their path.
So. That sounds familiar.
So, and how about yourself?
I don't know what I shot. I forget now. But I've been overwhelmed by making a photo album. That's what we've been doing the last week. My daughter turns one in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to make an album for her first year, right? Which I'm sure that's probably what you guys do.
We've done it for every year. Both kids were up to date. So my wife really does the putting the album together. I'm the picture supplier.
Well, right. But we're actually making we were going to think about making like a book, like when, you know, you order online or whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever it's from, Apple or the million other suppliers. But ultimately, we wanted to make a real
scrapbook.
Like a scrapbook.
Yeah.
Although the only thing going in is pictures, so I don't know how accurate that terminology is.
I would say that Lisa did an actual scrapbook for both kids for their first year, but she did it with all the extra paper and trim and, you know, all the little nuances. The last year for each of them has just been like the online version. So
okay, we have that book for her too, the first year book where you fill in all those things. Which, by the way, that is some serious homework.
Yeah,
all the little milestones that you got to write down. Some of them are just ridiculous. So I don't know. My advice there is choose those books wisely before you buy them. Don't buy ones that feature too much homework. But
good tip.
Or be prepared to tear some pages out. That's the other thing. So we did the first year, but it's been quite an editing process because, as you can imagine, I've taken a lot of pictures.
Right.
Despite trying very hard not to, I want to cover everything, but I don't want to shoot every angle of every event because I've actually focused very, a lot on participating in these events. I wanted to be present for her you know, first year and beyond versus just documenting it.
Right.
But it was still a ton of pictures. But I stayed on top of them as I shot the whole year. Like, I was really good about editing, like, at least every other day, making sure my pictures were organized and ready to go.
Right.
And because we posted an online gallery, like a private gallery, just for my, you know, friends and family back home, or here, when, like, when we're in Vancouver, I have an online gallery for people in Germany to see. That sort of kept it, made it a little easier. So,
great.
Okay, now let's try to wake everybody up.
No, and just along those lines, not to bore anybody further, because I think you did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that, you know, we talked about in terms of workflow and how you organize your photos, but when I go back through the year's photos, they're organized, you know, January to December, and so it's easy enough to go through each month and just pick out a few pictures, and then as Lisa makes her scrapbook, she kind of goes month by month, right? So
right.
It does, if you have it organized on your computer, it's very easy to make those scrapbooks, or I should say very easier when you have it all sequenced that way.
Absolutely. It would have been just completely overwhelming, because I try to, like I said, try to take very few pictures, but out of the ones that I just posted, and this isn't even the ones I kept, I shot pictures, I edited them down, and then I post them on the online gallery, right?
Yeah.
So just that edit process gets all my pictures down to, I'm a little bit shy of 1,100 in 1 year.
And that's for the year, okay. And that's just now, the pictures that are really your kid.
Yeah. Which is basically most of, well, yeah, besides my private pictures, that's most of my pictures.
Right.
It's pretty much been about her. But at 1,000 or 1,100 a day, that's over 3 pictures a day.
Right.
Or will be by the time, you know, the year is up. And I thought, wow, that's a lot of pictures. But that, and again, that's just the edit down ones. From there into the book, I didn't put 1,000 pictures in the book.
I hope not.
I think unfortunately, like, I still think it's pretty heavy at around 250.
That's a lot.
That's still a lot.
Yeah.
But you start to get into the, you know, well, you want to make sure you include this person and this person, like so-and-so took the time to come to the hospital. Better get them in there.
Right.
You know, and so that sort of adds up. And yeah. Point is, though, it is stay on top of it. And it is so much easier with the EXIF data now.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing.
Back in the day, you had to, you know, write down when you shot it or what it was. But now it's really easy to order them and find out when those milestones happen. So,
is this where we have we turn on the afterburners and really fire it up?
Photo challenge.
Yes.
This week's photo challenge was square.
Oh, now, awesome.
I was trying to get a picture of Sarah Jessica Parker in the 80s, square pegs.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just not that funny.
Let's roll that back.
It's just not that funny.
Let's roll that back. That thing you said about the afterburners, wildly overestimated this segment.
All right. So tell us about your photo.
No, let's talk about yours.
Okay. Okay.
I need to go take a little break, okay?
Oh, all right. So my photo, I did a photo of a set of dice, some red dice. So there they are.
There they are. That's good. I saw the picture. It's fantastic.
I basically, what I did here was I wanted to really focus on the shape and the rim light, you know, being a challenge about the square. So I have to put the dice, and these are obviously, like, you know, red kind of see-through dice. That's kind of mm-hmm. why it's hard to say what number is rolled on. And I was, and that's because the, as the
7.
Light, yeah, there you go. No, it's actually a 2 and a 2. I was doing it for the two hosers. So
we count the top as what we rolled. We don't look at the side. Yeah.
No, I just meant what we're showing on the, face of the dice. So basically what I did was I put the seamless white paper on my dining room table, and then I put the dice on top of the paper, and then I put one light, one speed light on the table, like to the left of the camera, so camera left and behind, and so mm-hmm. the light's shooting towards the dice, And then I'm standing on the other side, and this is zoomed in a fair way, so I want to say pretty close to 200 millimeters. And then, yeah, basically I think I was on an aperture of about 4 and took the shot. And I do have a little bit of light overhead, but not much. And then basically with the white paper, after I took the shot, I ended up just basically going with the white balance down to more of a blue to create the blue and the black. And it's the paper's on the table, so in the front, because there's not much light in the room, you drop off to the black in the front, and then it drops off to the black in behind because, you know, there's not a whole lot of light elsewhere in the room.
Nice.
So that's it.
Yeah, no, I saw this and I thought maybe you should print this on velvet and hang it at the roller rink.
But you know what? This is going to go into my interesting light challenge book that we were talking about way back when. Because I liked, and I had it at various, like, I took it and I tweaked it at various different levels to see if I liked it with darker in the background or lighter. And I really liked the contrast. I really liked the black and then the blue. And I liked it better as blue than it looked with a lighter color, like a grayish white.
I've seen this before somewhere. This is almost this exact picture.
Really?
I think it was painted on the side of Bruno Gerussi's van. That's what it was.
You know, and you know what? After I took this picture, I thought, you know, this is one of the scenarios where I really like the light. And now I thought, okay, this isn't actually that hard to reproduce. And I'd like to reproduce it more in a portrait style image. So, which I think will be a little harder. But I still think is worth an effort. I'm going to try to reproduce this in an upcoming photo as a portrait.
Great.
There you
portrait
go.
Portrait of Dice. Maybe you should phone Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
That's who you should get to do this.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I have a whole bunch more zingers, but I'm going to save them because you just powered through mine.
All right. Sorry. Sorry about that.
And more importantly, what is the aspect ratio on this?
This is a square crop.
Oh, it's square.
Yeah.
Great. In all honesty, when I issued this challenge last week, that was my only main criteria. Criteria? Criterium. Is criterium? Criteria is plural.
Yeah. Criteria. No. I think it can be singular.
Okay.
Yeah.
Regardless of, our Latin pronunciation, that was what I was getting at, and I didn't tell you to crop it square. You just cropped it square.
Yeah, I thought as many things being square in the photo would make it ultimately square.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
There you go.
Let's move on to spiderweb.
Okay.
This is my spiderweb picture.
Yep.
I don't know. What do you want to know about it?
Are there any actual squares in this photo?
Well, the picture itself is square.
That's true.
And so as soon as I saw, there's a guy who's doing this out behind our house. I don't know why. I'm not sure why. He's building a – I was kind of hoping that they were going to film part of the new Spider-Man movie behind our house.
Right.
Turns out no. That's probably mostly in New York or L.A. or something.
Yeah.
But no, he's building this in the garden for some decoration perhaps.
Okay.
So he spent like the better part of 2 days, I think, building this out of spiderweb out of string. And then like 30 minutes later, I went and set fire to it because I don't know. It just seemed pretty funny.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, good work. No, I did not do that. But once I saw this, the way the sun was sort of setting and the light was hitting us in a certain way that I thought, hey, this might look nice. Like the different shapes, like the sort of, we have the spiral coming out from the middle, which is creating the not perfect squares, but they are rectangles.
Yes, they're rectangular.
And so I thought that combined with a square crop would give us some fun little, a fun picture.
Great.
And just the way the light was hitting, I kind of wanted to go a little bit later in the day to shoot him. We're a little closer to sunset, exactly, except for the light would have been shielded from the web, and then it would the side light you have wouldn't have been there,
right?
Which would cause the brown string to sort of blend in with the green background.
Okay.
So what I lose in on the like the left side of his face, it's a little bit blown out, a little bit not like light's a little more harsh than I would like, but I had to make that sacrifice.
Okay.
And I saw it on the side of Bruno Gerussi's van.
No, I like it. I like the way the light hits the web. So I wouldn't have, you know, looked at this and necessarily thought, square. Mm-hmm. But like you say, it's a square crop, so I guess we have to give it a pass.
You know, that's a good point, though. Like, I probably wouldn't have thought of that either, but I should have. Because if I was going to go shoot this, I probably would have, you know, it would have been more of a wider shot. Like, wider aspect ratio. I still would have shot this in tight, which is what I did. Same as you. I got as close to 200 as I could with my 200mm lens because I wanted to create the separation between the web and the background.
Right.
But I probably wouldn't have considered shooting it square except for this challenge. And my first inclination was, hey, that big spiral's happening. Why don't I shoot square to offset this?
Okay.
So I think we all learned a little something on a very special episode of the Two Hosers.
Okay. I know
acid
I have.
Rain and something happened to Arnold's friend or something. Yeah. Wow. Some TV shows are getting referenced this week.
Yeah. So it's just one after another.
Oh, it's like the hits just keep on coming.
You're going to be humming the theme song of The Facts of Life soon.
I don't think I am.
No.
So there you go. That brings us to this week's topic.
Aspect ratio. Oh, aspect ratio.
So that sound you heard was everybody just turning off the podcast this week.
is there a switch?
I think so. I assume. How do you turn it on?
I don't know.
It just
keeps showing up in my iTunes account.
Yeah, there you go. Does it really? Do you actually download our show?
Yeah.
You're using valuable bandwidth.
Sorry. Should I unsubscribe?
No, I'm just joking. We don't worry about that.
I haven't posted a review, but I intend to. After this episode, I intend to.
Yeah, might as well. Do not download this episode. You're wasting everybody's time.
Please unsubscribe to our show.
I'd like to go the other way, though.
Okay. All
and
right.
try let's, to get more people.
Okay, well, let's just turn this one upside down. So far, I said that last time, you know, just before the challenge, that we should really ramp it up. And now I'm going to say it twice. Ramp it up, ramp it up.
Yeah. Before we do that, got some feedback yesterday or the day before when our show was offline.
Okay.
For the brief couple of hours. Robert couldn't access the show. Not Robert of, what did we decide the Scottish guy's name was? I forget. Robert of something.
Yeah.
Not him. Different Robert. The show wasn't online. He was having trouble listening, and so he assumed it was just I was being, and I insulted you too much this week.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
No, it was on Twitter.
Wow.
And you don't Twitter.
So someone who's like totally defending me.
Yeah, except for if you listen back, which who's going to, you'll notice I've been remarkably pleasant to you the last couple of weeks.
So where do you think he's just pulling this out of thin air?
I think he just thinks that you need defending, that you probably can't fend for yourself.
Maybe that's true. Did you see this email? I think it just came in saying, please don't do a boring episode on aspect ratio this week.
Okay. Yeah. Do an exciting one on aspect ratio. Okay. I'm going to go do a bunch of push-ups and get fired up. Now you just kind of hum a song or something. Okay.
All right.
Should
I really hum a song?
No, that's crazy.
If I knew the theme song to Facts of Life, I'd be humming it. It's like, you take the good, you take the bad.
Aspect ratio. What is aspect ratio, Adam? In a song. Do it in a song. How would James Taylor explain aspect ratio?
I'm kind of I don't know if you've gathered this by 74 episodes, but I have kind of a monotone voice structure. Uh-huh. And so I don't know that I'm the best person for singing on a podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just explain what aspect ratio is then.
It's the ratio of a, I'm going to say in this case, when we're talking about photography, of a picture in terms of width by height.
Yes.
So I don't know if you want to count that in inches or pixels or however. So in standard photo image being 4x6, and you can have that be in 4x6 or vice versa, but that's what aspect ratio is.
Okay, you just said a mouthful of all the right things without even being prompted. That's impressive.
No, it's just that's how we do awesome. So are we done with this episode now?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Adam nailed it. And go ahead. Take that information and run with it.
Well,
no, that's the point. Is aspect ratio, it is the size of the one side compared to the other. Assuming you're shooting a rectangular picture.
Right.
That's it. So it's, you know, how big is the one side compared to the perpendicular side.
And I always thought of aspect ratio really in TV terms because, you know, everything used to be 4x3 and now it's 16x9.
Well, that's where a lot of people are going to associate aspect ratio. Like back in the day, first of all, your television, before you went with your widescreen television, do you know what your aspect ratio was on your tube TV?
On my, wasn't it 4x3?
4x3.
Yeah.
Now, that's just how it was. There's a whole bunch of reasons for that I happen to know, but we said we'd do an exciting episode, so P.S., who cares where 4x3 came from? Let's motor through.
Okay.
Aren't you proud of me? A little bit?
A little bit, yeah, because you're Captain Nerdiness who loves to be able to say that you're better than other people because you know those details.
It's the pontification that sets me apart from others. You know?
Okay, so now moving along.
Okay, so your TV was 4x3. That's what it was. And then they used to shoot, they shoot movies, like in the movie theater, at various different aspect ratios, not 4x3.
Right.
They shoot them widescreen. Again, long reason for that, and if anybody emails me, not going to happen, I will mention that why that is, why they did that. But the point is they shot them wider.
Right.
And then when they would bring them to your television, like on when VHS came along, they basically cut the sides off.
Yeah.
They just crop it. And then people started getting picky about it, like snobs like myself were like, well, what about all the information we're missing on the sides of the image? And which chicks love that voice, by the way.
Yeah.
And so they started doing something called letterbox, which is adding those black bars at the top and the bottom so you could see the whole image.
Right.
So, and then along came the 16x9 widescreen televisions for HDTV.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like you said earlier, well, it doesn't matter if it's pixels or if it's inches. You're right, it doesn't matter. So it could be any unit of measurement as long as there's 16 of them on the bottom and 9 going up the side. That's what 16x9 is.
Right.
Okay.
So we're on track right now.
We're on track. So you also brought up, you know, what a common ratio is. You said 4x6.
Yes.
Okay. Now that is, let's talk a little bit about common aspect ratios in as they apply to photography. Now I'll get back into photography. There's a lot of different aspect ratios. There's no, like, you know, one that you would say, okay, that's the aspect ratio, but there are a couple of common ones that we'll talk about for the show.
Okay.
Hit like me. If you're shooting large format photography or medium format or something like that, you probably don't need me to explain aspect ratio. You understand what, you know, a 5x4 is or whatever it is. So just know that if you're shooting digital or 35mm film, there are other ones that exist, and, you know, you can find out about those. The common ones, 4x6 is what you said. Now that's, what does that break down to? 3x2.
Right.
Okay. That started with when you started shooting 35mm film, because it shoots across the image, doesn't shoot up and down. It is actually 36mm by 24mm.
So that's the actual negative size.
That's the size, the physical size.
Right.
But if you factor out or reduce, sorry, not factor out, if you reduce that fraction, you get that down, it goes down to 3x2.
Okay.
And that's why for years, like, you took your prints into to the photomat and they would come back in 4x6 prints.
Makes sense. It all makes sense. Yep.
And now if you shoot a with a digital SLR, they basically have decided to mimic that aspect ratio in your DSLR because everybody's familiar with it.
Okay.
Do you remember when your first digital point and shoot, though? Do you remember getting that?
Yeah.
What day was it?
I don't know.
Just joking. Don't answer that. When you started first getting your pictures, you would take them in and you sort of had to do a little dance at the photo mat when they were trying to ask you, okay, do you want the sides, the top and the bottom cut off, or do you want white bars put on the sides? Because they weren't geared up to shoot, print your digital photos as they were shot.
I do not remember that.
Did you ever get prints made?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Maybe I started shooting digital later in the game.
Nope. Your point and shoot is 4x3. Now, when they started making point-and-shoot cameras, they figured, well, most people shooting them are going to have, you know, it's a computer-based sort of scenario. And your computer monitor was pretty much the same as your old TV in that it was 4x3.
Right.
They weren't making the widescreen monitors yet.
Right.
And so I guess the thinking was, well, we'll shoot the sensor, will be the same size, same aspect ratio as the screen. Why not?
Okay, yeah.
Since ultimately, it is essentially an arbitrary choice for the most part. So that's where it was. But you would have to go and then get it printed. Well, the labs are set up to print 4x6 prints, which is 3x2.
Yeah.
And you're bringing in a 4x3. Well, if you blow that up to 4x6, it becomes 6x4 something.
Right. Okay.
So you have to either cut something off the top or the bottom, or they had to basically shrink it down and print it with the white border on either side.
Yeah, I think I was just automatically on the – it would just crop it.
Which is what they ended up doing is after a couple of laps of explaining this to people, they just sort of did an automatic crop.
Yeah.
And assumed that people were shooting with everything dead center anyway and no one would notice. But that's what ended up happening. And so it was a lot like widescreen movies on television. So what is the proper aspect ratio? Like if you're getting prints made, what do you usually get printed?
Usually 4x6s. And then if I'm putting them in a frame up on the wall, either 5x7 or 8x10s usually.
Okay. Do you see any issue with that?
When I go to print it, I usually crop the image myself because I don't want to leave it up to the place. Yeah.
Okay. You're skipping ahead. So the point is that your image is, if you shoot with a DSLR, is 3x2.
Right.
If you blow that up to be an 8x10, you now have to crop. Cropping is going to occur. You're going to lose some of your image.
Yes.
Because of the ratios.
That's what I meant.
Right.
Say. Yeah.
Because 8x10 is now 5x4.
Right.
5x7 boils down to 5x7.
Yes.
So it's not the same aspect ratio. Now, you can go and do all the different math if you like. I'm going to leave that up to you. You specifically, because I know you won't.
The collective you.
But this is something that you have to be very conscious of when you're going to go get prints made.
And I think to me, this has just long been part of the post-processing kind of workflow, right? That, you know, when I decide that I'm going to go get prints made, I, you know, select the crop option for anything that I don't want to be 4x6. And I go through and I select the part of the image that I want and I rename it as an 8x10 or as a 5x7. And then when I go to print, I know what I'm going to be ordering.
Right. Now, but it's also important ahead of time, remember to leave room for that.
Right.
Because sometimes, like, and this still happens to me, even though I try very hard not to, it happens that I end up not leaving enough room and can't get an 8x10 printed or can't get an 8x12 or whatever it is. Usually I can't get an 8x10 printed.
Right.
And so that's a bit of a rub. But sometimes, like, you'll go to, you know, wherever you get your pictures printed. For me, it's London Drugs. and they'll have specials on. Like this week only, 8x10s are on for half price.
Yeah.
So you think, well, that's a great way to get stuff, you know, blown up for very little money. But if your image isn't really shot with that in mind, you have to make sacrifices.
Yes.
So my suggestion is think of it ahead of time.
Okay.
What about albums? Like if you make an album, now the album that talked about earlier in the show that we're making this week is one of those glue-in albums. Like we put the four corners on.
Yeah.
And glue it in, because I happen to like the black pages with the pictures with the white frames around them. That's just my thing. But what if you get one of those, you know, slide-in albums? Your pictures are going to be a certain size.
Yes.
Likely going to be 4x6.
Yes.
Not always. Sometimes they will be 5x7, which, you know, bigger pictures, but you can get 5x7. But if you don't know any better, you probably have a 4x6.
Okay.
So you want to keep that in mind when you go to get prints.
Definitely.
Your brother-in-law, this happened many years ago, and it always made me laugh. He decided he was kind of keeping a photo album. Like, this is his point-and-shoot film camera, too.
Right.
That you know, he'd shoot one roll every 4 months kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of keeping this ongoing photo album, and then he went into to London Drugs one day, and he was like, oh, man, they got 5x7s on for the same price as 4x6s. So I thought, hey, why not? I'll just get those. They're bigger.
Yeah.
Some is good, more is better, right?
Exactly.
Gets home, finds out he can't put his pictures into his album. So he has to go back and get them reprinted, except that's not what he does. He gets out his safety scissors and apparently using his left hand after a couple of beers, decides to trim them all, just picks a side and cuts them off. And it was hilarious because he had to cut two sides. The 5 and the 7 had to become 4 and 6.
Right.
And it was awful. And I guarantee if you go to his house, they will still be in that album. He never got around to fixing that.
Yeah, I will have to ask for the album.
Yeah, so be aware of that when you're going. Now, for me, the biggest thing where I run into an issue is delivering my pictures to clients. Because when I give my pictures to the clients, I usually give it to them on a disc or Dropbox or whatever it is. Just the way I work is I don't like to charge by the picture or I don't print myself,
right?
Which a lot of people do, and that's part of their sort of business model. But for me, I like to shoot and give them the pictures and trust that they'll get them printed themselves.
Right.
So what ends up happening if you hand off 4x6s and people go and get 8x10s done? Now all of a sudden, you're not controlling the crop anymore.
Right.
It's showing up, the person at the photo place is going to handle that and likely just going to crop a little bit off each side.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
What I do personally?
Yeah.
I, for friends that I do pictures for, I basically, again, name the files. I do the crop myself. So sometimes I ask them, I show them a bunch of pictures and I'd say, okay, which ones would you like as enlargements? And when they tell me which ones, I resize them myself, name them as the proper 8x10 or whatever it is, the size that they want. And then when they go to print it, they again know it's a picture of my son and it's going to be an 8x10. And so they order it as an 8x10. But I like to have that control. I don't. And if they go in and take a, like you say, a 4x6 that really doesn't have enough room to become an 8x10. And then, I mean, I think that it doesn't do justice to the picture. So I like to retain that control.
That's pretty much what I do. I do the exact same thing. I try to deliver everything as a 4x6 first.
Yeah.
Because that's likely, if they don't specify, that's what they're going to get printed.
Right.
Every once in a while, there'll be a picture that I take that just does not work as a 4x6. It works as an 8x10 or sometimes as a square image. And in that case, I'll make a note and say, hey, by the way, if you get these ones printed, you must get them this way, or come talk to me. Please come talk to me. I don't know if my clients always understand that if they want an 8x12, that the 4x6 is the same thing.
Right.
Like it's the same. I don't print out when I export my image for printing. I don't export it as an 8x12. It's the same number of pixels are there, regardless of how much we're blowing it up. I save it out as the same number of pixels.
Right.
That gets into a whole kind of a gray area now with sort of DPI and pixels per inch and all that stuff that we don't need to necessarily talk about here. We're just talking about physical size, right?
Yeah.
So 4x6 is 8x12.
Yes.
So that's not all, it doesn't always come across. So it's difficult because I don't want to hold everybody's hand. I don't have the time for that or the inclination, but I also don't want them to get, you know, something printed improperly.
8x10 is also 16x20. Did you know that?
I did know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I have that written down on my hand, like just at all times.
Right.
That's good to know. Yeah. And then you get over to Europe and they have different sizes anyways. That's the beauty part. And so like, we don't do, first of all, they don't do inches here, which I don't know why we do in Canada anyways, because Canada, we're metric.
Yes.
But things here are, it's actually a 4x6 is actually a 10x15 in centimeters. Oh,
it gets way too complicated.
Right. But the worst part is it's not even really 10x15. It's like, I think it's 11x14x0.8 or something. So if you get right down to it.
2.54 centimeters.
Yeah. I thought we couldn't get any nerdier.
Yeah. No, I know that.
No, but here now, and for this next segment, Adam's going to solve the Rubik's Cube on the radio. Wow.
Okay. Done. Just did it.
Done. Wow. New league record.
Yeah.
So ultimately, the important takeaway is, I mean, do we answer how to handle your clients? Like, I try to actually manage them as best I can and sort of have an agreement that if you want anything blown up or different sizes, get in touch with me.
Yes.
Because it's not very difficult to do, especially if you use Aperture or Lightroom or something similar like that. It's not very difficult to do to create a crop.
No, and one of the things I have done, and again, this is more for family and friends, but I'll take the pictures that I think are best suited as enlargements, and mm-hmm. I will give them the two options. So I will send them, you know, all the 4x6s as the bulk of the images, and then, you know, maybe the 3 or 4 that I think would, you know, be best served as enlargements, my favorite pictures, I will crop them also as 8x10s and just say, hey, here are the ones that I think are best suited as enlargements. And if they, you know, see a couple others that they think, you know, they would like personally, then I will again go back and recrop them and send them the cropped versions.
That's how I do it.
Yeah.
Wow. And we didn't even get together on this beforehand.
No. This is, I mean, I don't read the show notes. I don't know if that's apparent to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe yep. You're aware of it?
Yes. Very much aware of it. So my important takeaway from all this is right. It's a good idea to know your end destination for your picture before you take it.
Right.
Doesn't always happen.
I don't know that a lot of the time.
But if you know what I end up doing, and this is going to get into a different episode about cropping and in the future, because cropping in the future is going to be wildly different than cropping now.
You'll wear a space suit.
And everyone will look the same. Exactly. See, you right. Do read the show notes.
Yeah.
The takeaway is to leave a little bleed room around the edges.
Right.
I don't always do that. I always try to, you know, I fill the frame. And coming from like a film or video background, you don't do a lot of cropping. What you see is what you get for the most part. There is some – does happen sometime. But for the most part, you shoot what you get. And so you don't want to leave any bleed room around there. But for photography, it's a great idea. For instance, what if you want to get one of those canvases printed?
Yes.
You better leave a lot. Room.
Yeah.
Because the way they operate that is they sort of print extra and wrap it around. So right. You need all that. I learned that the hard way. So, and by that, I mean, they wrote it down in French and I had to decipher it. And that takes me forever.
Right.
So try to know your end destination either during the shooting process or especially during the post process. And you'll be sorted. That's it, Adam.
Great.
That wasn't so painful.
No, that was fantastic.
Better than the dentist.
Yeah.
Okay. Photo challenge. Now, I had one, but you think it's balderdash.
Yes, I have one.
Okay, this better be awesome.
And, you know, you don't know about this. So this is all coming as a surprise to you.
Yeah, if it's not awesome, you're going to find out right now.
All right, how about shoot a picture with texture?
Yeah, all right.
I heard your daughter did not like that.
No, not a fan.
Textured photo. So again, you can do with that what you will, whatever your interpretation is. But I want there to be some texture in.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I just the ideas are endless.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping that you'd give me a hint.
No, I don't have anything right now. I just, you know, one idea at a time.
Can you at least shoot yours way in advance, like today sometime, and then I'll have something to shoot to copy?
Probably not.
Like you do every week?
Yeah.
Although the dice thing, really.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
Again, pretty awesome. Actually, that was my wife's idea. I said square photo. She said dice. I said, yes, good idea.
Now I feel bad. I don't want to rip on your wife. Yeah. Okay, there it is. Photo challenge. Texture.
Yes.
I think I have mine in mind, so there you go. So, until next week, where can people find your stuff?
As always, schwartzchronicles.com. I did start a picture blog of my own, like I said I would, although It seems like we're going to be attaching that to potentially our new upcoming site. So maybe I'll just hold off on that because I don't want to send people one place and I've only done two little posts. So, and they're not going to be anything that people will really miss out on. And they hopefully will just include those when we do get the new site up and running. So that's going to remain a mystery for right now.
That is the plan yeah. Right now. Although anyone with a Google skill will be able to find that, I'm sure. But you are wasting your time.
Yes.
The whole plan, one of the other reasons that we're changing servers is the plan is to get everything in one spot. Like currently we have, you know, like there's my blog that was sort of accidentally started becoming part of the Two Hosers, which was never the intent. But once something happens, once people run with it, you kind of have to keep it up.
Right.
Because if a certain segment of your listeners find your show through that, then you have to keep doing that.
Right.
And so we have that. We got the Flickr. We got all the other things. We want to put it all under one roof. And so that's going to be the plan moving forward. And so Adam will write there, and he'll write some really funny stuff.
Oh, hilarious.
It is actually just pretty funny to me because I'm also a jerk. So which normally you'd think other jerks wouldn't think other jerks are funny, but
Yeah, here we just are. The way it works, yeah.
Yeah, but no, here we are. We're okay with that. So, but yes, check out Schwartz Chronicles. I recommend having a look at the Down Syndrome walk photos.
Yeah.
They're very good. Although, now, here's what I do recommend to anybody checking them out, and I'll try to be quick on this. Click on the actual pictures to enlarge them and look at the photos that way.
Okay.
I haven't mentioned this to you yet. I don't like the resizing job that the blog, whoever your wife does the blog with, I don't like the job they do on resizing.
Okay.
If you look at the images just in the posts themselves, they're all very soft. But when you click on them, you'll recognize that, no, they are very sharp. Adam did a good job, but they're not doing you any favors by their resize job.
Okay. I guess I don't read it and look at it that closely once I hand the images over to her.
Right.
That's pretty much where it ends for me.
Yeah. So anyone that you like, click on them and you'll see a much better version. So I do recommend checking those out.
Great.
And for now, you can.
And what about your stuff? We haven't said that.
Yeah. It is at alanattridge.com or .de, but it's all the same at this point. Because again, those all moved. But you can find both of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all the million other sites I just talked about, so I won't bother repeating. But anything you want to know, twohosers.com. That's it. Until next week, Adam, everybody else, get out there and make better photos.